This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden appears to be boosting his goal for getting Americans vaccinated during his first 100 days in office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Weeks, the president's been aiming for 100 million shots in 100 days and facing criticism for not aiming high enough, since the U.S. has been exceeding a pace of a million doses a day over the last week. Now,
1.5 million a day.
He's predicting widespread vaccine availability by the spring and by the summer.
We're going to be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity.
About 6% of the U.S. population has received at least one vaccine dose. Less than 1% has been given both doses. The nation's been seeing lower COVID-19 case and death counts recently, but even as some areas ease restrictions, experts are warning more contagious variants could lead to more surges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden has been thrown into a high-wire act with Russia as he seeks to toughen his administration's stance against Vladimir Putin while preserving room for diplomacy in a post-Donald Trump era. The relationship is sure to be different from the one Putin had with Trump. Press inquiries in yesterday's briefing included the weekend protest in Moscow over the imprisonment of Alexei Navalny. This is White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
On Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny.
Mr. Biden says he's going to call Putin out for the weekend crackdown on supporters of Navalny, but also the charges that Russian security services were behind a recent massive cybersecurity breach and allegations that Russia offered the Taliban bounties to kill American troops in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Iran warned the Biden administration today that it will not have an indefinite time period to rejoin the 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and world powers. Iran's cabinet spokesman Ali Rebiai. The U.S. does not have all the time in the world, and the window of opportunity to return to the deal will not be open forever, either for the U.S. or for the European members of the nuclear deal to fulfill their commitments. We hope that before issues have gotten more complicated, the U.S. administration will take practical actions and decisions to prove its goodwill and to build confidence. The remarks by Iran's cabinet spokesman are part of pressure that Tehran is trying to exert on the U.S. as it seeks to increase its leverage and get the administration to quickly return to the deal. Though President Biden has pledged to return to the deal, the spokesman said there's yet to be any communication between Iran and Biden on the subject. The House impeachment case against former U.S. President Donald Trump has been delivered to the U.S. Senate, which will open its trial against the former president early next month. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this.
As is tradition, House prosecutors made a ceremonial walk to the upper chamber to deliver the article of impeachment against Donald Trump. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the lead impeachment manager, reads aloud the charge.
Donald John Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States.
Citing the deadly incursion at the U.S. Capitol after Trump urged supporters to fight against election certification, falsely claiming fraud, the article suggests Trump is a danger still to the United States.
Thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office.
But GOP senators, some of whom had indicated they would support impeachment, appear to be backing off now. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Experts say the trade war between the world's two biggest economies won't be ending just because there's new leadership in the United States. Economists say that U.S. President Joe Biden won't confront Beijing right away because he needs to focus on the coronavirus and the economy. However, Mr. Biden looks to set to renew pressure over trade and technology complaints that prompted President Donald Trump to hike tariffs on Chinese imports in 2017. Calling Ethiopia the critical actor in the Horn of Africa stability, outgoing U.S. Ambassador to Ethiopia, Michael Rayner, voiced confidence in a strengthened bilateral relationship, but warned that violence, especially in the northern Tigray region, threatens the country's progress. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.